Classic Hits 1026 for Abe Kate. Well, if you're looking for a job, maybe on an island, there is a dream opportunity at St. Bees. Phil Webb is looking for an island caretaker, and Phil's joining us this morning to tell us all about it. Hello, mate. How are you?
G'day. Yep, fine, thank you.
Now, tell us all about this job at St. Bees.
Yep, basically caretaker worker. We do a little bit of work around the place.
Right.
You know, a lot of free time to go fishing or do anything else.
Okay, right.
And it really suits someone who's like a pensioner or a retired person.
Okay.
That, you know, we have accommodation, so they get free accommodation over here.
Right.
That's the best way. We don't have any real income over here at the
moment.
All
right. So,
although we've got the accommodation and the buildings and most are back up and running now, we've refurbished a lot.
St. Bees is very much forgotten sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit not out of the way. It's like something we look over there and wave
well,
to
you
people
can see
on
it.
The mainland.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's for,
and
that's
they
for sure.
See us from, especially from up the rocket lookout at Slade, up to Slade Point there, you know, you can't miss it.
Yeah, no, most definitely. So, look, basically, you're looking for a caretaker, but it's a live-in position.
Yeah.
Not really any income. Food included, they get fed?
Let me tell you about the previous caretaker was here for over 9 months.
Yeah.
And he loved it. He came by his own little boat and put it up on the beach. And so he had his boat, but he lived in the old caravan that's here for caretaker's caravan.
Oh, right.
Sort of thing. Bit of rough accommodation, but...
Yeah. But waking up to those beautiful views every day, I mean, gee, you'd put up with it quite easy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, he's on the disability pension, so he had an income. And he's only, he had no expenses virtually, except when we go to town every couple of weeks or so, we, you know, he buys supplies and he cook his own food.
Yeah,
all right. That was all he was paid for.
Yeah.
All he was paying for, so he actually saved a lot of money while he was here.
All right, yeah, good. Oh, well, look, so if you want to, and if somebody is looking for, look, a great job like this, do a lot of fishing, I suppose, and St. Bees has also got one of the healthiest koala populations in Australia as well. People might
That's
not know
correct.
About that too.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the perfect opportunity for you. Now, there's a couple of ways that you can get in touch with yourself, Phil, and that's if you want to jump online, go to stbeesisland@gmail.com. Or if people do want to give you a call, they can give me a call here at the station and I can pass on your mobile phone number. But
that's right, yeah.
Gee, mate, if I was only about another 20 or 25 years old, I'd probably be putting my hand up for it myself. But I tell you what, I do know a bloke who's on just after 9 o'clock this morning, just after me, that is a bit closer to that age. So I might have a chat to Dave Perkins for you once I'm finished having a chat to you.
Yeah.
But don't tell him I said that, all right?
No.
Hey, mate, all the best with it, and keep in touch. Let us know how you go.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Cheers.